Crows are gearing up for a semi-final clash with the Hawks this Friday night, and one of the stars of the last couple of weeks is Ricky Henderson, and he joins us now. Ricky, how are you, mate?
G'day, guys. How are we going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, we're going very well. We hope you are also. You're enjoying a rich vein of form over the last fortnight, 29 disposals and 30 disposals the week before. That's as prolific as you've been in your 80 games, so that's good.
Yeah, it is, actually. I've been going up the ground a little bit more and playing a bit on the wing, so to be able to get a little bit more of the ball's been good. So hopefully I just can use it well on the weekend and go forward and keep getting a bit of the ball.
So how does that work? Because you still spend a bit of time getting back in defence. Is that basically it? Start on the wing. If the opposition get it, you get back and assist as quick as you can?
Yeah, so hopefully if the opposition win it out of the centre, just try and get back and help out the defenders as much as I can. So, and then once we win it as a group, just try and run it out of the defence and give our forwards the best opportunity to kick goals. So a lot of that's to do with rotations as well. Just end up down back every now and then. So, but it's moving up to the wing. I've really enjoyed it and something I can hopefully keep doing.
And you win at 80%, which is great. And I think great players in finals are ones that make good decisions under pressure and hit targets. And there was no better than Taylor Walker's into Charlie Cameron. Where were you on the pitch when that was happening, Ricky?
I was still stuck in the defensive 50, I think. So, that was an unbelievable play. Oh. And Tex has claimed that he saw Charlie at the corner of his eye as soon as he got the ball. So I think he just kicked in and hope and ended up finding Charlie on the chest. So, Tex has been unbelievable for us this year and he was really good on the weekend. So hopefully he can do it again on Friday night.
I can vouch for Tex. The minute he took that mark, he looked inside at the corner of eye. And Ricky, you know that because you would have seen that in the highlights.
The other one, though, the one I like, is Taylor reckons he had to slow down to let Charlie catch up to him. That was the thing.
That
made me chuckle because he couldn't run out of sight in the dark night.
So when Charlie had that kick, Ricky, I asked Eddie Betts this yesterday, did you look, did you watch, you knew how important he kicks it, they win, and Eddie said that. Did you watch the kick and were you confident he'd put it through?
Nah, well, the last couple of set shots, I think Bontempelli had one in the third quarter as well. I don't know, I've just gotten this habit where I turn around now and just actually listen to the crowd. So I didn't watch Charlie's kick. I just listened to the crowd and they erupted, so I knew it went through. But I had every faith in Charlie that he would kick it, so I'd already written it down in the book.
What stage of that game did you know you'd won it? And was there a stage you knew you'd won it?
Not really, actually, because I didn't know how long there was on the clock after Charlie kicked that goal. So it probably wasn't until the final siren went where I actually realised that we had it in the bag. So I think that was a few, you can tell by a few of the boys' reactions as well after the game, how close the game actually was. So, yeah, I didn't think we had it in the bag at all up until the last minute.
Now, I heard you in your press conference today. You've had a busy media day. You had a little crack at the midfield and asked them to get themselves organised so you can win some footy and go forward out of the centre bounce.
Yeah, that's obviously a stat that we struggled in last week. So we've been really good at that all year. So that's something that we need to bounce back from this week. So I think we ended up losing the stoppages by about 20 last week. So going forward, we can't afford to do that this week. So Hawthorn have got a really experienced midfield group, and if we let them beat us by 20 in the stoppages, that's going to go a fair way to beating us, I think. So we can't allow that to happen this week.
So who are we blaming there, Ricky? Because it can't be Saucy Jacobs. 50 hit-outs, 18 to advantage. So come on, let's start pointing some fingers.
I'll go straight to the top. I'll just go Dangerfield, Thompson, Sloan, just all them. They just need to pick it up a little bit.
Oh, good call.
I think it's just a team focus. I think the opposition have gotten really good at reading Saucy's hand as well.
So they have.
He's been very dominant all year. So a few teams are just starting to read his hand and reading where to hit the talent. So that's something that we'll work on this week, though.
Could it be another shootout versus the Hawks? Do you want to play that way against this mob?
Probably don't want to. I think we just need to pressure them a lot more than we probably did against the Bulldogs. So I think they're probably good games to watch, but that's probably not how we want to play this week. So if we have a shootout, you know, they can just pick through us a little bit and finish off in front of goal. So that won't be our game plan going into the weekend. So hopefully we can just pressure them around the ball and then get the ball going our way.
Well, they've got Rioli, Bruce and Roughhead. They're a couple of six-shooters, but they've got a pop gun out, a little pop gun, Ricky, and he's your mate Jack Gunston. The little pop gun, he's out.
He is out, yes. I talked to him during the weekend. He didn't give me a whole heap of information whether he was going to be playing or not. So I was a little bit surprised to see that he actually was out. So it is actually good that he's not playing because he tends to go right against
us.
He
kicked four pretty quick ones one year, didn't he? And you were pretty close by. And you gave him a little love tap on Twitter in the last 24 hours as well.
Yeah, I did actually. That really escalated pretty quickly, actually. So a few media outlets got a hold of that. And that was just a bit of fun between myself, him, Danger, and Brody Smith. So, that got out of hand really quick, actually. I didn't expect it to escalate like it did.
Main training session was today. Just tell us, now you get to this time of the year, everyone knows you're not going to get any fitter. What's it sort of consist of? How long are you out on the track and going at top speed? And then what are you doing for the rest of the day?
So we actually just had a really light session today. It's probably only about 20 minutes long, which is really good. So the boys just need to freshen up still because we've got the six-day break. Need to freshen up from the weekend. So we really only had half a day and we're out of the club by about 1 o'clock. So it was nothing too serious today, which is good. So we should be fresh for Friday night.
So back to the Hawks. They average 109 points a game. They're number one for inside 50s. You can't give them that much cod inside 50. So, Ricky, what's the plan to slow this mob down or deny them the ball?
Like I said earlier, I think we just need to win our fair share of stoppages and get the ball going forward. But when they do win it, I think we just got to pressure them. I think that's what West Coast did really well against them. Was pressure the ball and just not give them any easy kicks or handballs going forward, because once they get out of that stoppage in a bit of space, they're all weak kicks. So they'll be able to hit targets left, right and centre, and we can't allow that to happen.
Now, they reckon they're going to play unsociable. Ricky, again, I spoke to Eddie yesterday and I said, mate, get your dogs out your holsters. Don't take any of their crap. Now, have you talked about it, discussed it as a leadership group, as a coaching group? If they want to come out huff and puff and blow your big house down, what's going to happen, Ricky? I mean, I don't want to see them doing all of that sort of stuff.
I suppose they've built a bit of a reputation for doing that. So I assume that they will do it this week.
Yep.
And if they want to do that, I suppose that's up to them. But we learned a lot from last time we played them, and they actually did that to us or tried to do that to us, and I think we were a little bit intimidated by it. So, we'll just have to handle that the best we can, but we've just got to concentrate on our footy and what we're doing and not too much about what they're doing.
Do you take much away from the last time you played them? You're in the game for probably 3.5 quarters, and then they got about 3 or 4 quick ones from the centre bounce and scored against you, but still did plenty of things right. So there's a couple of lessons learnt, no doubt, from that game.
Yeah, there definitely is. We spoke about it earlier in the week. So we thought we were right in that game right up until, I think, it was the last 5 or 10 minutes where it blew out a little bit. So we take a lot of confidence in that game, you know, knowing that we can match them. Probably thought we should have won it. So, we'll watch a little bit of that, watch a few of those clips and see what we can learn from it.
How's your body, Ricky? You're feeling okay? It's a six-day turnabout. You had a few ice baths and the whatnot?
Yeah, a lot of time spent in the ice bath this week. So, the body's going well, though. So, just looking forward to Friday night and, we'll see how we go.
Do you get nervous at all?
Ask Bix that. Bix, do I usually get nervous?
Yeah, no, he's pretty laid back, this cat.
I'm very, very laid back, so I'm not the nervous type too much. So, although on Friday night, if I run out in front of 70,000, I might have a few little butterflies floating around, I think.
Well, whenever I go and watch training, you're the first one off the track, Ricky. I was down there last Friday, and I'm going, hang on, hey, Ricky's gone off. And I said, no, he's all right.
That's how he rolls.
That's how you roll, Ricky.
Captain's run, you don't normally do a whole lot. Just in terms of tickets, only 16,000 tickets left. We know the capacity is close to 100. So it promises it's going to be a massive crowd, Ricky. So just one final one. In terms of the players that haven't been playing, what's their training regime like? And are they ready to go if they were called upon?
So the boys that aren't playing, I think they've been training whenever we've been playing. So and they've just been training with us normally. So they'll train on Friday morning, I think, and then if we happen to win, they'll train on Saturday as well. So, they haven't changed too much, but they've still been working really hard and just trying to keep as much match fitness as possible. So if any of them do get called up, they'll be right to go, and we have every faith that they'll be able to play their role for the team.
Have you got an open session tomorrow morning again, like last week, at Footy Park?
I believe we do, 9:30, I think.
That's so, it, 9:30. So same as last week. Yeah.
Yep, same as last week. So everyone get down and come and support the boys. It'll be really good.
So when you get to Melbourne, and obviously a Friday night game, there's a lot of downtime. You go and watch a movie. What do you do to wind down the clock, Ricky, before a Friday night game?
I'm from Victoria, so I like to catch up with a few friends and things like that. So go for a few walks here and there, maybe go down to a cafe, have a bit of coffee, something like that. So, it is a bit of a long day if you play on a Friday night. So just try and keep in your routine and do as much as you would when you're at home. So, just try and keep it as normal as possible.
Keep that form up and get into them, Ricky.
We will. So hopefully we can get the win on Friday night.
Brilliant. There you go. Ricky Henderson, thanks so much for joining us. You've been in great form the last 2 weeks. Hopefully that continues and you have a win. And this, I guess you'd call it, it's like a dream, would continue on for another week. Thanks, Hendo.
Thanks, Emily.